Welcome to Dropping Gems with your host and holistic health and wellness educator, Keisha Christian, where we discuss various facets of holistic health and wellness that assist with creating a positive mindset, providing tips for nourishing the body, and uplifting the spirit. Greetings and hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and spending this hour with me. My name is Keisha Christian, your holistic health and wellness educator and host of Dropping Gems. On today's episode, we have a very special guest. Her name is Dr. KC, and she is a love, life, and sex coach. We had such a great conversation, wonderful interview, so you definitely don't want to miss that interview. And as always, we'll be playing high vibrational music. And right after the break, we will start with a meditative moment. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You are listening to Dropping Gems.
If you're seeking a midwinter getaway, look no further. The Rewind Radio Network has your back. Join us for A Weekend of Love Part 2 at the AC Hotel by Marriott National Harbor, Washington, D.C. area, Friday, March 10th through Sunday, March 12th, 2023. This is not your ordinary weekend getaway. We have the lights and we have the action. This will be a star-studded event. Experience a fashion show with returning and upcoming designers. Catch the vibe all weekend long with the Rewind Radio Network DJs and special guests. On Saturday, we'll be hosting Hills and Brim's pink and gray themed day party with our DJs spinning the best in classic hip-hop, R&B, and house music. All of this while enjoying the amenities and breakout sessions that will be available all weekend long. Developing artist concert lineup to be announced. It's all-inclusive and just for you. All within our illustrious package. Weekend of Love, presented by the Rewind Radio Network. For booking information and rooming accommodations, contact Vanya Euros at 516-770-2196 or get your tickets at Eventbrite. Vendors are also welcome. A Weekend of Love Part 2, brought to you by the Rewind Radio Network. The Rewind Radio Network, your home for urban classics and Gen X radio hits.
Venice Richards, your pure romance consultant, inspires women to enhance their intimate lives and take care of their sexual health. Book your party today. Visit pureromance.com/Venice Richards or call 631-943-1868 for more information or to place an order. Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Keisha Christian, your holistic health and wellness educator. And today, for the meditative moment, one of the things that was coming to mind for me is healing. And I'm not talking about cure, because there is a difference between healing and cure. But on many levels, many of us are looking for healing. And we are seeking it, and we are praying about it, meditating about it. And it's not just to think of a bad feeling in the body or feeling off, but healing takes place on so many levels. And today I wanted to do a meditation pertaining to that. So right now, I want you to get yourself in a comfortable position. If you are sitting in a chair, bring your back upright in the chair. Put your feet flat on the ground. Get yourself grounded. If you are laying down, I want you to do that with intention. Try not to fall asleep. I know this meditation can be very relaxing, but do this with intention. If you're seated on the floor, you could sit with your legs crossed and your palms up in a receiving position. You know, just get in a position that is comfortable for you. And right now, what I would like you to do, we're going to take three deep breaths in and out. All right? So let's do this together. Deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. We're going to do that two more times. Deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Last time, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Repeat after me. My body knows how to heal. It is doing so even now. My body tells me what it needs. I honor my body's wisdom by trusting the signals it gives me. Gratitude and peace flow through my body and mind like a clear, healing stream. I am created for greatness, and I'm a powerful being. All right, now I want you to take three deep cleansing breaths right now. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Two more. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Last one. In through your nose, out through your mouth. How are you feeling right now? Take a note of any sensation you might be feeling in your body. And if your eyes are closed, you may open them and return back to the room in this moment. Thank you for going through this meditative moment with me. I'm your holistic health and wellness educator, Keisha Christian, and I will be right back after this short break. You are listening to Dropping Gems.
Back in the days when I was young.
The Rewind Radio Network is taking you back.
To the beach, y'all.
Throwing this thing back.
We're taking it way back.
Taking you back.
For the lover in you.
Throwing this thing back.
We're taking it way back.
On the Rewind Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mary J. Blige, and you're listening to my single.
It's so hard just holding on and even picking up my phone. It's hard enough to be, hard enough to stay, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't healthy. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like this is never ending. I refuse to let it end me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Whoa. I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning, gorgeous.
Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous. Good morning.
gorgeous. All the times that I hated myself,
yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone else,
yeah.
All the times that I should have been gentle with me,
all the times that I should have been careful with me.
Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate
so intensely?
Lord, help me.
I wake up every morning and tell myself,
morning, gorgeous.
Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
come on, hey, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Come on, hey, gorgeous.
Come on, hey,
gorgeous.
Come on,
hey, gorgeous.
I ain't talking about getting no hair and makeup.
Movement is valuable to the soul. Get moving today with VFT. This is Victoria McCoy. I am a personal trainer, and I am so excited for you to become a warrior today. You can find all of my information at VFTNYLI. That's on Instagram, as well as VEETHETRAINER. That's V the trainer, both on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Victorious Fitness Training. And our website is www.victoriousfitnessny.com. So excited for you to become a warrior today. Let's get moving.
Hello and greetings, everyone. Welcome back to Dropping Gems. I'm your holistic health and wellness educator, Keisha Christian, and I would like to welcome our guest, Dr. KC. She is an Army veteran, author, podcast host of Life, Love, and Sex, as well as an ordained minister. Dr. KC focused on purpose fulfillment, soul, spiritual development, humor, behavior patterns, and efforts of personal growth. I would like to welcome Dr. KC to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, definitely. So we can get started. I have to tell you, Dr. KC, you are such an interesting person with all the things that you do with your TV show and even the things you do as far as your coaching business. So I just want to talk more so about what brought you to this place, because we all have a story to tell. And I just think it's important that we share our stories, because it actually helps with assisting with others to heal as well, because we don't even realize it. We're going through something and we don't realize how other people have gone through it as well and overcame. So right. I just think it's important that we all share our stories.
So my story started with looking at my life as a ministry or inspiration or a tool of God. When I was like 17, my mom tried to kill me. She literally attacked me because of some bad grades in school. She was strangling me, beat my head on the concrete, like really far out. And some man on the street came and saved me, like jumped out of his car and was like, hey, stop that. Took me around the corner. And from there, I kind of moved around a little bit, ended up going into the Army. And after I went to Iraq. When I was in Iraq, and this is the very condensed version, because this is a long story. When I was in Iraq, I was invited to church. I did not want to go. I was like, okay, as soon as I get off the phone, if I was, you know, trying to call home, and I was like, if nobody else picks up, then I'll come. And I went and I had a real spiritual experience. I went to the church. When they asked if anybody need prayer, I remember standing up and saying, you know, I felt like the devil was really on my back. I was like feeling evil and just upset, depressed. and I wanted them to pray for me. And I went up to the front, and when I went up to the front, they prayed for me, but I fell out. And when I fell out and I got back up, I went to my seat and I was trying to say, thank you, God, but that was not coming out of my mouth. So after that experience, I asked everybody that was there, did somebody push me down? And they was like, no, nobody pushed you down. But the experience that I had was so deep because even when I got back from Iraq, if I went to church, it was like I couldn't control the way my body was responding to the atmosphere. It was like I would get very emotional and crying. So I ran from church for a little while before I ended up joining a church here in Atlanta once I got out the military. And they used to always offer classes and ask if you thought you were a minister. You know, they would give instructional classes for that. So I joined a class. I used to go to prayer all the time. And so my spiritual journey kind of started there. And once I started going to that church and understanding soul winning and things like that, although I am not religious and not into church now, it gave me a good foundation for where my life could go. Eventually, from that church, it was called Saving a Nation Endangered. And we started there. That church ended up closing and kind of reconfiguring. I moved to Phoenix to help start the new church. And I started working at University of Phoenix. And I was a finance counselor. I started talking to people on the phone, like, you know, why are you going to school? Like, is this really what you want to do? And I was able to find myself in a position that I loved. Although the job was straining and draining because I was in one of the worst regions for student enrollment, but I found that I liked that. So a couple years prior to that, God set me up. I knew a guy off of MySpace, and he invited me to come to a career day with him. And I was like, okay, I'll go with you and kind of just watch. I'll sit in the back. And when I got there, they was like, excuse me, we need you to come and speak to the other class. So between having that career day experience and going to Southwest DeKalb High School a couple of times, and then going and working at University of Phoenix, I felt I had found my niche. And from there, I got back in school and started studying human behavior. I started studying psychology. And I went to a school that's closed down now. It was called Western International. From there, I transferred to Grand Canyon, which is a Christian school. So at Grand Canyon, I learned a lot of spiritual leadership, servant leadership, in addition to my desire to really stick to psychology. So that kind of led to me getting divorced. But that is what awakened me being here, because at that point, from when my mother tried to kill me, I used to always say, if I am allowed to go through this, it has to be for a reason. I got to be able to help somebody, because there is no way that I can survive this and not be like, look, if I can make it through this from the hands of my mother, then you can make it through something. And it kind of, it was a buildup, and it was a gradual, little by little, it was like piecing together. So when I ended up getting divorced and moving to Atlanta, I started kind of reconfiguring my mind to look and see what lessons I could learn, where I could be better, and what things that I did not want to repeat again. It was just some things, look, okay, this was a blooper. This was an avoidable blooper. So these things, I just don't want to do again. And from that, it started with me kind of posting about stuff on Instagram. I started my Instagram in like 2012, 2013. And I used to just post a lot. I would be in people's comments. I'm in all the celebrity comments, to the point to where at the time I was dating a guy, and one of his friends like, why is she in everybody comments? But this is me doing my work, because if I can say something encouraging to you in your comments, I've reached a lot of people. If somebody else can read it, then I've reached even more. So it kind of started like that, and then it just blossomed into what you see now. So all the way back then in 2013 is when I started having a plan. I wanted to do a possible TV station. I was, you know, just getting my plans together while I was learning how to use my gift, because I have dreams and my intuition is really strong. So learning my gift helped me structure speaking freedom.
have to say that is powerful. Just learning your gift and being more confident in yourself and just paying attention to that inner voice. And I just think it's interesting, too, that you worked for the University of Phoenix as well.
You work for the University of Phoenix?
No, I'm currently attending. So that's why I said, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I love that. It was a great job as far as being able to kind of counsel people and get myself familiar with getting into people's mindsets about their why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a good foundation for you.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you had gotten divorced as a result of your awakening. Sometimes this happens as relationships change once one person starts to evolve or to awaken. So what was that like for you, life after a divorce?
Life after divorce has been interesting. Divorce is hard. When I got married, mm-hmm. I never really wanted to get married. In the beginning, it was like, if I got married, I wanted to be married forever. So I wasn't like, ooh, let me hurry up and go get married. And then I met the guy and I didn't really like him at first, I'm gonna be honest. And he just kind of wore me down. And eventually, I'm sorry, my son is sitting here distracting me while I'm doing this interview live. So he came into my life in a place to where I was at a point to where if you wanted to be with me, you had to marry me. You could not just date me. I'm not a person that really date. Like, I'll go out with you. I might be your girlfriend, but I'm not really yours until there's a ring on my finger. That's just how I felt. So, on the outside or on the other side, when it came to getting divorced, I could see all of the things that I ignored that I should have paid attention to. So it was a very damaging experience because I didn't want to get married if I was going to end up divorced. So then I get put in a position to where it was betrayal involved and I did not have a choice but to pick myself. I was depressed. It was like he didn't want me to explore my gift. He didn't believe in, you know, me helping people. He used to say, well, you know, as if I'm a veteran, I have PTSD. Well, if you in therapy, how are you going to help somebody else? And it took years for me to ask in therapy, like, if he says that to me, that makes me feel like I'm not good enough. And my therapist was like, well, wait a minute, because I got a therapist. So that's not wrong. If you take on a lot of people's issues, then you have to have somebody also to release. So it took a lot of getting over that, but I felt defeated. I remember buying a brand new house, built the house, in the house, children, but I didn't have furniture. So I was just in here like, oh my God, like, I feel like I'm a loser. Like, what am I doing myself? And I'm accomplished, but I felt empty. And that is how I developed spiritual human behavior. I would be sitting at home and I'd be like, man, I noticed this pattern. And every time somebody does this, this is like the backstory of it. So, and I started applying it with the people in the comments. So I would be like, so I know this theory that I get, see if it applies to you. And I kind of started building it up like that. And it was like every day for a long time, I was just like, man, I got another theory. And then it started with the theory book. And then I had the faith book. So it was like, I was having ideals and outlining things that at the time, it was like, okay, this could be something, but it was just like, I'm having these, I got to write this down because this is just too good. And now I have four faith books with workbooks, and I have this spiritual human behavior book, which is for me a new area of psychology. I would like to introduce this to the field because it teaches how your environment and things affect your human behavior, but also how it affects you spiritually because, there's a person that we are all destined to be inside.
Yeah.
Whatever your soul is purposed to be. But the environment that you're given into should build you, but it can break you. And a lot of people don't realize that on top of your environment and your soul, you begin to muddy that. You begin to put barriers up to protect that. And what I made this book to do as I was working on myself, is to begin to take down those barriers. So if you have a person that's manipulative, at what point did you start to feel like you needed to do that to get over? Because 9 times out of 10, it's a survival thing. It's not just somebody's just, you know, being mischievous or just selfish. No, they're trying to, they've learned to survive. This is not even trying at this time. They've learned to survive this way. And until somebody teaches them or this light clicks to say, okay, now I don't have to live like this no more. And I can do something different. So I really took the divorce and turned it into purpose. It was just so much with it. You lose a lot of friends when you get divorced. It seems like your life crashes because people don't want to pick sides. So those people that I knew that my ex-husband was just talking trash to about me and telling them, just making up stuff. It was just crazy. So it made me feel like I was in a sunken place. But in that place, I grew so much because I started examining myself. Why was I accepting these things? Why am I even concerned that these people, you know, are feeling some type of way when I know the truth? So that pain of divorce really grew this into what you see, because then I was really self-conscious. I was really like, I was biting my tongue. I got used to being married and kind of not saying nothing because I just didn't want to fight. I didn't feel like it.
Mm. So with this experience you're even talking about today, it also, I'm sure it really connects with you talking about what you talked earlier with your mom, that experience you have with your mom. Now the experience you had with your then husband. So you had mentioned earlier that you were in the military, right? And that you have experienced PTSD. So can you tell us, how was it like living with that? Even after divorce?
So I've had PTSD starting when I first got back from Iraq. And initially, it was just a uncontrollable emotional response to war-like sounds. So if fireworks, I would cry uncontrollably. Jamie Foxx made a movie called The Kingdom or something, Kingdom Come or something like that. And it was a war-based movie that was in like Iraq. I sat through only half of that movie because I started shaking. I started having a literal panic attack while telling myself, Casey, you are okay. Everything, what are you, like, chill out. And I could not control it. So that's where it started for me. It started, and then I would, like, if I was out and I would see people that may have their head wraps on, and it would make me have anxiety. Like, I would start shaking because in war, you are told that everybody that looks like this can hurt you with good reason, because there, literally, you can get killed in any type of way, whether it's an IED, a suicide bomber, or something like that. So living with PTSD has been hard because it's a misconception of what PTSD is. People think that you're just some agitated, angry person, when the real truth is that most people that have PTSD are normally mild tempered, but they have a short fuse. So somebody else is 1, 2, 3, 4. A person with PTSD is 20, 40, 60, 80, you know, and it's a different way. And it depends, you know, different people have different variants of PTSD. PTSD is actually common. I think that everybody has it, especially if you've experienced a lot of death or misfortune, like in poverty areas or urban areas, where you might see your friend get killed, or you know somebody to get killed or murdered, or you see all these things. So I think that it is common. I don't want to say normal, but I definitely think that it's common. Living with it, I adjusted my life. I adjust my life to avoid pain. So I had 2 knee surgeries. I don't, it's a lot of things that I don't do, because if it's going to make my leg hurt, I'm just not going to do it. So there's a sense of isolation that I experience. But in my opinion, it's not a bad isolation. It's just, I know certain things are going to be a trigger. And in order address the triggers, but don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be triggered. It's a twofold. One Halloween, I literally, for Halloween, I wrapped my face. The only thing that was visible was my eyes. And it was so therapeutic because, one, I know I'm not a threat. So to make other people uncomfortable knowing I am not a threat was like, okay, Casey, some of these people are not, they are not necessarily a threat. And if you can see that within yourself, putting yourself in other people's shoes, it was liberating for me. So that's how I overcame.
Love that.
It was strange. It was scary. But it was definitely an experience that I would recommend for other people that have that same type of anxiety. So again, PTSD is just really, I have anxiety attacks a lot. And I could be going out, and if I get there and I just feel uncomfortable, I will have an anxiety attack. If it rains when I'm on my way out, that is, and the excuses that people make to not do things is normally anxiety, is what I'm learning. So divorce played into my anxiety being worse because of the insecurity factor of being with my ex-husband and being used to him, like, kind of down talking me. But then after we got divorced, my back door was broken into while I had a gentleman in my house. And I believe it was my ex-husband. My son remembered the occasion and was like, oh yeah, dad was on the hill looking over at the house. And I was like, okay. So that made it worse. I was scared to sleep at home for a long time just because I was just like, I don't know. Like, and his grandmother, rest her soul, she used to get beat by her husband. So I was like, listen, I got his grandma. I was like, if your grandson comes to my house again, there's going to be a problem. I do have a gun and I am not afraid to use it because I don't feel comfortable with him being around me. So now he doesn't even come to my, he's never been to my house because I've told him to come to my house. We might meet at the plaza down the street, mm-hmm. the gas station, the grocery store, but and then it was so crazy because he wanted to move close to me. And I was telling the kids, like, no, he does not need to live right around the corner. He can go on, like, he can live in the area, but not that close because I feel like he's going to be driving past trying to figure out what I'm doing. So it is, it's interesting. It's even more interesting trying to come out of the box of being a mother and a wife and all of these roles and all of these standards that you have to live up to. And then learn to be yourself again. I think that probably is the hardest part because you've conformed to, I've conformed to the army. Then I conformed to religion.
Mm-hmm.
Then I conformed to marriage. Then I had to transition into motherhood. Then a single mother. And all of those things, again, they all build me. I look at things like there is no, it's no bad thing that can happen for real. It's no mistake. If I can learn from it, then it's a blessing. It's nothing that should be like, man, that just got the best of me. Okay, but what did I learn from it? What can I get from it? What can that teach me to where, one, if I ever face something similar, how am I going to get through it? How am I going to process it? How am I going to navigate to it? Because if I've seen it before, then I know, you know, walk like a duck, talk like a duck. Let's see how these ducks get in this role, you know? So life is life. And it's a non, you never stop learning. It's a non-stop learning experience. So, you know, I thought that I had got over some things. And then recently, I lost a relative and some, I started connecting with some cousins. And now it's like, okay, I see where some things were missing. I see, you know what I'm saying, some things that I can still work on. So the anxiety part, I'm still working on. I'm gonna be honest with you. I have not got that down pat yet. Meeting people is hard. Meeting people is easy. Getting close to people is hard.
Yeah, because you probably put up a barrier, a wall.
I could talk to anybody about anything. It's easy to do this. Mm-hmm. chatting with somebody and she was asking me questions. And I was like, if you want to just listen to an interview, you can go listen to some interviews that I've done. It's nothing for me to tell you a whole bunch of interview style questions, but for me to want to get to know you and be close, man, that's the hardest thing that for me to do, because, you know, as soon as that comes, it's like, okay, all right, as soon as you do something wrong, your ass is out of here.
So with that, all the things that you've learned and you have overcome, I just wanted to just touch a bit on, because you had mentioned earlier about an area of psychology that you coined. Mm-hmm. So is this a result of that?
Yes, this is a result of the entire growing process of learning my soul, learning my gift and how to function within it. And literally, like I said earlier, it just developed. It was just like, man, you know, this sounds like it could be a theory. And those theories turned into a 9 hour or more book. It is a very long audio book, but it has a lot of information that I think is helpful.
Okay. I really like that. Spiritual human behavior. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a good thing that we, as this, as everything evolved, we have evolved also within psychology, and then the things that you've studied in school and all everything, your experiences and your schooling has really shaped you into definitely being that coach that you are today into helping other people.
Yeah, I really enjoy my path. A lot of times people say, if you could change anything, what would you change? I don't think I would change anything. I don't think I would change not one thing. I used to be like, well, I wish my mother was better mother, but I realized that the path that I was placed on, yeah, it could have been better. I could have went to school. I could have had more nurturing and all of that, and I probably would have been even better. But where I'm at is not bad. And I really love the person that I become. I listen to my videos when I'm editing and figuring out what video goes where and titling the videos, because I record them on my phone. And I'm like, I really like how I think. Like, I really got some things to say. Like, I like myself. And it sounds, when I post it and say I like myself, it probably sounds vain to others. But it's really not. It's really like, you know, so many people have the inability to sit with themselves and really embrace who they are outside of everybody else. A lot of people are codependent. They need somebody with them to go with them to do this and do that. And to be able to be self-sufficient and then have a mind that I think is, that I can listen to myself and still learn something from myself, is amazing.
Yeah, I have to say that just being open and loving yourself, you know, is the first step, because you, once you start to love yourself, especially if you have children, you're able to then show them that as well. And that, and teach them that, so they could have that self-love within themselves as well.
Definitely.
So I could see from all that has you, I would say in totality, all that's gone in your life, from this, did this make you, or how can I put this? The decision that you decided to make to become a life and love and sex coach and even an ordained minister, this led you on this path. So what I would say, with all the things that you do, what does that mean for you?
For me, it means that I am a vessel. When I first started this Instagram journey of mine and really taking myself serious, I used to call myself Casey the Vessel, because all I want to do is be used by God. Like, my prayer was, when I got divorced and I was in Kansas while my house was being built, and I just remember taking baths with candles and really like, God, whatever you want me to do, if you take care of me, I'll do whatever you want me to do. It don't matter what it is. I mean, don't let the enemy devour me. You know, I want to have some fun too, but I will do it. But just let me have some fun, and I don't want to be devoured. Those are my only clauses with God. Like, this is what we're doing. So now, even when I pray and I talk to God. And sometimes I'd be like, okay, now if you want this to happen, you know what it is. Like, come on, like, what we doing? Like, because wherever I'm led, I feel like there is going to be favor and provision and just alignment within that. So I don't take any meeting by chance. I don't think that nothing is just so happened. I think that everything is perfectly aligned, even when we don't recognize it or see it or any of that. It just is. I think that the universe is set up like that.
Yes. Synchro destiny.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything is has a purpose. All meetings are for some sort of reason, whether we are learning from that, whether even if it's a relationship, that person's in your space for a lifetime or a season, there's always some lesson. That's what I want to say. There's always some lesson to be learned from that experience.
Definitely.
Yes. So I have to say thank you so much, Dr. Casey Myers, for coming on this show today. And before you go, I always ask my guests this. Do you have any lasting words or impressions that you would want to leave with my audience today?
The lasting word that I would say is believe in yourself. Learn to trust your intuition. There's things that we are gifted with that we feel. And throughout our life, we are told, no, you tripping, you too sensitive, don't pay that no attention. And it causes you to begin to second guess yourself. But the way that love aligns through God is that you are supposed to be able to trust yourself as you get in alignment with God. The more you unlock, heal, and enter into your purposeful field within, you won't have to question yourself. But in order to do that, you really got to look deep. You really got to take a chance to address the things that you would normally shy away from. Not outside, though. I'm talking about inside, because there's a lot of things that if we had our way, we wouldn't deal with it. But dealing with it is the only way you get through it. I talked to a gentleman the other day at the Bonfire Atlanta, and he was talking about how he was like spiritual evils or demons was messing with him. And I'm like, I kept trying to tell him, like, don't run from it. Don't rebuke it. Figure out what they want. Figure out, one, what they want. Then two, how to gain control over anything that can come into your stratosphere and your atmosphere, because you should not have to run or be afraid of it. You should be able to command and demand those things. So the more that you learn yourself, the more that you understand your gift and your spiritual weapons, because your gift is a spiritual weapon, and everything that comes against you using your gift and being the full version that God created you to be is designed to kind of just take you away from your full potential. My whole purpose is to help you reach new places, to help you go the next level. I don't care if you is a millionaire, I can help you become a billionaire. I don't care if you is in an apartment, you should be able to have the choice to be in a home, but it starts with you. What I do is really geared on helping you understand yourself better and accepting yourself. And then that helps you to be a better person in the world.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to say that's really powerful. You know, learning your gifts, learning how to command and design the life that you desire, because you are powerful. We don't realize how powerful we are, you know, and you can design that life you want when you recognize those energies around you. Definitely.
Yes, I'm getting chills the whole time we've been talking. My skin is over here like, girl.
Definitely. So thank you so much once again for coming on the show. Much appreciated. Love speaking with you.
Thank you for having me. I definitely enjoyed the time here.
Yeah. So stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back after a short break. You are listening to Dropping Gems.
Keep it locked right here. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back. You are listening to Dropping Gems with your host and holistic health and wellness educator, Keisha Christian.
Welcome to Dropping Gems, an academy for holistic studies. Learn how to treat seasonal allergies and year-long allergies naturally with Keisha Christian. Her courses have helped parents, teachers, naturalists, and therapists reassess the way they handle allergy symptoms. Registration to our class is now open. Reserve your spot today. You can also become a certified holistic studies practitioner with us. Be empowered with knowledge and help us in spreading the positivity with the rest of the world. Visit www.droppinggemsacademy.com or email us at info@keishachristian.com.
The Rewind Radio Network, servicing the Poconos and Lehigh Valley. And we are your number one urban classics and Gen X radio station on iHeartRadio. Nuff said.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Fantasia.
When somebody says your name, in my stomach there's a pain.
See you walk in my direction, I go the other way.
I start to stutter when I speak.
Try to stand but my knees go weak.
What's happening to me? In the dark, can you tell me what it means?
I lay my head on my pillow, staring out the window, wishing a star for a sign.
It's the reason why
I get nervous when you call,
so I say I'm not home.
I see your face
and I hear my favorite song. Should I send an email at home?
You're the number one topic on the phone.
I wonder if you know, or do you have a clue?
Yeah.
I lay my head on my pillow. You got me staring out the window. We're showing a star for a sign. What's the reason why?
warm with your body. Come home.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome back to Dropping Gems. I'm your holistic health and wellness educator, Keisha Christian, and I have to tell you, thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It's been a pleasure, I have to tell you, sharing this time and space. And as you know, as we come to the end of our show, I like to drop my gem. And my gem is this. It comes from the meditation that I did earlier in the program today, where I talked about your body having wisdom. And your body definitely has divine wisdom. And you don't realize how powerful of a being you are. That it's in essence that certain situations and certain circumstances that happen to us, and as I like to say, I'm not talking to everybody, but I know I am speaking to somebody. So if you're going through a trial right now, there's some sort of lesson that needs to be learned from this, and take heed. As Dr. Casey talked about in the interview, when certain things are surrounded, we're surrounded by, you might call them demons or whatever have you, we need to question, what are you here for? What am I supposed to take away from this? We might say, why me? Why is this happening to me? But you have to ask yourself, okay, take a step back. What is the lesson I am learning right now in this? And I will reiterate, my message is not for everyone, but it is for someone. All right? So just take heed to that. What is the lesson I'm learning in this? In prayer, if you do pray, whatever your religious affiliation is or the higher power you seek, you ask, what is the lesson? What am I supposed to learn? How is this making me a better person? What is my testimony? Because sometimes the life lessons that you are taking away can be a benefit to others. Okay? That is my gem for today. I want to thank you for listening. Be sure to follow me on social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram. You can follow me at Dropping Gems. As you know, Dropping Gems with the Z, the official Dropping Gems. You could also follow me and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Just Dropping Gems TV, where I share even more wonderful gems. And I also have past episodes from my television show, Dropping Gems. And I'm also on TikTok. You could follow me at Dropping Gems. That's Dropping Gems with a Z underscore. And I have to tell you, thank you so much for my new followers and subscribers. I'm so excited. And I just want to thank you for all the encouragement that you have given me since I started this radio show. So I thank you so much. I appreciate you greatly. And I just wanted to tell you, I love you, and you should love you too. This is your holistic health and wellness educator, Keisha Christian, signing off. Peace, blessings, and much abundance to you.
Dropping gems from Keisha Christian. She's on a mission, sharing information, knowledge for soul, body and mind. Dropping gems, KeishaGems.com, KeishaGems.com.